Succeed in skills for English. Test 1. A1 listening test. There are 3 parts to the listening test. You will answer 5 questions in each part. You will hear each recording twice. Part 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. Question 1.
The train for Liverpool is 15 minutes late. It will leave from platform 2. The train for Manchester is 20 minutes late. It will leave from platform 1. For trains to Leeds, please go to platform 3. The train for Liverpool is 15 minutes late. It will leave from platform 2. The train for Manchester is 20 minutes late. It will leave from platform 1. For trains to Leeds, please go to platform 3.
Question 2.
What did you do yesterday, Anne?
Well, I wanted to go swimming, but it was raining.
So, did you go to the cinema?
No, Dad. I didn't have any money.
So, did you stay at home?
Yes, and I watched a nice film.
What did you do yesterday, Anne?
Well, I wanted to go swimming, but it was raining.
So, did you go to the cinema?
No, Dad. I didn't have any money.
So, did you stay at home?
Yes, and I watched a nice film.
Question
3. Hi, Kate. This is John. I'm going to be late because there's a problem with my car. Can you tell the manager that I'm going to be more than 20 minutes late, please? See you later, and thanks. Hi, Kate. This is John. I'm going to be late because there's a problem with my car. Can you tell the manager that I'm going to be more than 20 minutes late, please? See you later, and thanks.
Question 4.
Hi, Sarah. I'm very busy, so can you cook dinner, please? The fish is in the fridge and the potatoes are on the table. Oh no! We don't have any potatoes because we made chips yesterday. We can have rice. I don't want any salad. Thank you. Hi, Sarah. I'm very busy. So can you cook dinner, please? The fish is in the fridge and the potatoes are on the table. Oh, no! We don't have any potatoes because we made chips yesterday. We can have rice. I don't want any salad. Thank you.
Question 5.
Can I help you?
I'd like these trousers. Both pairs, please.
And would you like any other clothes?
I'd like one of those blue shirts, but I don't need this jacket.
That's fine. You can leave the jacket here.
Thank you.
Can I help you?
I'd like these trousers. Both pairs, please.
And would you like any other clothes?
I'd like one of those blue shirts, but I don't need this jacket.
That's fine. You can leave the jacket here.
Thank you.
That is the end of part one. Part 2. You will hear a woman calling a cafe to book a table. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Good morning. This is the River Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi. My name's Martha White, and I want to book a table for Saturday, please.
I'm sorry, but we haven't got any tables for this Saturday or Sunday.
What about Friday?
What time would you like to come in?
About 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I will look. Well, we have a table for 4 people. Is that okay for you?
Yes, that's fine. We also have a dog with us.
Sorry, you can't bring the dog in the cafe. People with animals sit outside. Would you like to sit outside?
Yes, please. Is there a table for 4?
There's a table for 4 people on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the evening. Is that okay with you?
Well, I'm thinking about the weather. I don't like sitting outside in the evening. My friends and I will be too cold, I think.
There's a different cafe near us, and people take animals inside. Would you like their phone number?
Yes, please.
The name of the place is The Tea Shop. And the phone number is... Oh, I'm sorry. I can't find their number. Good morning. This is the River Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi. My name's Martha White, and I want to book a table for Saturday, please.
I'm sorry, but we haven't got any tables for this Saturday or Sunday.
What about Friday?
What time would you like to come in?
About 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I will look. Well, we have a table for 4 people. Is that okay for you?
Yes, that's fine. We also have a dog with us.
Sorry, you can't bring the dog in the cafe. People with animals sit outside. Would you like to sit outside?
Yes, please. Is there a table for 4?
There's a table for 4 people on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the evening. Is that okay with you?
Well, I'm thinking about the weather. I don't like sitting outside in the evening. My friends and I will be too cold, I think.
There's a different cafe near us, and people take animals inside. Would you like their phone number?
Yes, please.
The name of the place is The Tea Shop. And the phone number is... Oh, I'm sorry. I can't find their number.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of part 2. Part 3. You will hear Sophia leaving a message for her friend Emma on the phone. The message is about a new person who started work in their shop. Listen to what Sophia says and answer questions 1 to 5. For each question, 1 to 5, choose one correct answer from the box. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hi, Emma. It's Sophia. I'm sorry you were in hospital last week, and I hope you're feeling better now. All your friends at work asked me about you. I want to tell you about the new girl who started work at the shop on Thursday. She will work every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm sure you'll like her. She is really nice. Her name is Stella Reynolds. That's Reynolds, and she's younger than us. She is very tall, and she's got long brown hair and blue eyes. She doesn't like wearing jeans at the shop. She likes wearing dresses or trousers with shirts. She doesn't have a car, so she takes the train to work. She arrives at work early, at about 7:30. I think she wakes up at 6:30 in the morning. She doesn't like football, but she likes tennis. Maybe she could play with us next time. When will you come back to work? I have a little present for you. Also, you left your jacket at George's house. Talk to you later. Bye. Hi, Emma. It's Sophia. I'm sorry you were in hospital last week, and I hope you're feeling better now. All your friends at work asked me about you. I want to tell you about the new girl who started work at the shop on Thursday. She will work every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm sure you'll like her. She is really nice. Her name is Stella Reynolds. That's R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. And she's younger than us. She is very tall, and she's got long brown hair and blue eyes. She doesn't like wearing jeans at the shop. She likes wearing dresses or trousers with shirts. She doesn't have a car, so she takes the train to work. She arrives at work early, at about 7:30. I think she wakes up at 6:30 in the morning. She doesn't like football, but she likes tennis. Maybe she could play with us next time. When will you come back to work? I have a little present for you. Also, you left your jacket at George's house. Talk to you later. Bye.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. Goodbye. Test 2. A1 Listening Test. There are 3 parts to the listening test. You will answer 5 questions in each part. You will hear each recording twice. Part 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. Question 1.
Is the weather nice today?
Well, there is no sun in the sky.
Do I need an umbrella?
No, it's not raining, but there is some wind.
Oh no, I don't like the wind. Is the weather nice today?
Well, there is no sun in the sky.
Do I need an umbrella?
No, it's not raining, but there is some wind.
Oh no, I don't like the wind.
Question 2.
Hi, Ali. Can you please do some things for me? When you get home, please take the dog to the park for a walk. After that, give it some food. It's on a brown plate on the table. And then, wash the plate, please. Thanks. See you later. Hi, Ali. Can you please do some things for me? When you get home, please take the dog to the park for a walk. After that, give it some food. It's on a brown plate on the table. And then, wash the plate, please. Thanks. See you later.
Question 3.
Hi, my name's Petro, and I'm a taxi driver. I don't work every day. I work on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Well, sometimes I work on Saturdays too. Every Tuesday, I stay at home and help with my daughter. Hi. My name's Petro, and I'm a taxi driver. I don't work every day. I work on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Well, sometimes I work on Saturdays too. Every Tuesday, I stay at home and help with my daughter.
Question 4.
I'm Kate, and I've got a big family. I live with Mum, my two brothers, and my sister. My grandmother, my mum's mother, is very old, so she lives with us too. My dad doesn't live in England. He lives in France. I'm Kate, and I've got a big family. I live with Mum, my two brothers, and my sister. My grandmother, my mum's mother, is very old, so she lives with us too. My dad doesn't live in England. He lives in France.
Question 5.
Who's that man with the beard? Is it Tom?
The man in the blue jacket with the small beard is George. And the man in the black jacket with the big beard is David. Tom doesn't have a beard. He's got long hair and he's wearing a black hat.
Oh, yes. I can see Tom now. Who's that man with the beard? Is it Tom?
The man in the blue jacket with the small beard is George. And the man in the black jacket with the big beard is David. Tom doesn't have a beard. He's got long hair and he's wearing a black hat.
Oh, yes. I can see Tom now.
That is the end of part one. Part 2. You will hear two parents talking about buying things for their family. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Can we talk about what presents we will buy the family now?
Yes, of course. We can start with our children.
Okay, now, Helen likes computer games. Are you happy with that?
Not really. What about something for school? A new bag?
Well, she's got one. But she'd love a hat. We can get her a nice one.
Yes, OK. Now, what about Max? Are we going to get him a football?
He has a football. That white one under the bed.
Well, that is my football. He wants a red or a blue football, not a white one.
OK, then. Now, what about Ben? He likes music. And he wants a black and white guitar.
Guitars are too expensive. We need to think of something cheaper than a guitar.
He has some money from his job, but he needs some more. Can we give him some money for his guitar?
Okay, we can do that. What about your mother? Does she still draw pictures? Would she like some pencils or books for her drawing?
Well, she has got lots of books and pencils. I think she would like a small table for her living room more.
What about your dad? Does he still like to work in the garden?
Yes, of course. He is buying some tomato plants today. I know that he has everything he needs for his garden, but my mum says that he wants a picnic bag.
Shall we get him a small one?
It's best to get a big one, and then we can all go out for a picnic. Can we talk about what presents we will buy the family now?
Yes, of course. We can start with our children.
Okay, now, Helen likes computer games. Are you happy with that?
Not really. What about something for school? A new bag?
Well, she's got one, but she'd love a hat. We can get her a nice one.
Yes, OK. Now, what about Max? Are we going to get him a football?
He has a football. That white one under the bed.
Well, that is my football. He wants a red or a blue football, not a white one.
OK, then. Now, what about Ben? He likes music. And he wants a black and white guitar.
Guitars are too expensive. We need to think of something cheaper than a guitar.
He has some money from his job, but he needs some more. Can we give him some money for his guitar?
OK, we can do that. What about your mother? Does she still draw pictures? Would she like some pencils or books for her drawing?
Well, she has got lots of books and pencils. I think she would like a small table for her living room more.
What about your dad? Does he still like to work in the garden?
Yes, of course. He is buying some tomato plants today. I know that he has everything he needs for his garden, but my mum says that he wants a picnic bag.
Shall we get him a small one?
It's best to get a big one, and then we can all go out for a picnic.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of part two. Part three. You will hear James leaving a message on the phone for his wife, Clara. The message is about a house they want to buy. Listen to what James says and answer questions 1 to 5. For each question, 1 to 5, choose one correct answer from the box. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hi, Clara. I'm in the house now, and it's great. The good thing is that there are 3 bedrooms, not 2. The very big bedroom is near the road, but there is not too much noise. That will be our bedroom. The smaller bedrooms look into the garden, where there are lots of flowers, but there aren't any trees. The bathroom is between the 2 small bedrooms. There isn't a dining room, and the kitchen is small, but the living room is really big, so I'm sure we can put a table in there. Oh, one more thing. The house is in Green Street, not in Green Road. Okay, well, it's 10 o'clock now, and I'm leaving the house, so see you in 20 minutes. Bye! Hi, Clara. I'm in the house now, and it's great. The good thing is that there are 3 bedrooms, not 2. The very big bedroom is near the road, but there is not too much noise. That will be our bedroom. The smaller bedrooms look into the garden, where there are lots of flowers, but there aren't any trees. The bathroom is between the 2 small bedrooms. There isn't a dining room, and the kitchen is small, but the living room is really big, so I'm sure we can put a table in there. Oh, one more thing. The house is in Green Street, not in Green Road. Okay, well, it's 10 o'clock now and I'm leaving the house, so see you in 20 minutes. Bye!
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. Goodbye. Test 3. A1 listening test. There are 3 parts to the listening test. You will answer 5 questions in each part. You will hear each recording twice. Part 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. Question 1.
Hi, Mary. Can I talk to you?
Oh, hi, Martin. Yes, of course. Come in, please. Is it about your computer?
No, that's fine. It's working now. It's about my birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. Do you need to go home before 5 today?
No, it's not that. I'd like to invite you to my party.
Oh, really? Yes. I'd love to come to your party.
Hi, Mary. Can I talk to you?
Oh, hi, Martin. Yes, of course. Come in, please. Is it about your computer?
No, that's fine. It's working now. It's about my birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. Do you need to go home before 5 today?
No, it's not that. I'd like to invite you to my party.
Oh, really? Yes. I'd love to come to your party.
Question 2.
Hi, Sandra. It's Sally. I have a problem. There's something wrong with my car, and I can't get to work. But I'm not at home now. Can you please come and get me from Jimmy's house? Hi, Sandra. It's Sally. I have a problem. There's something wrong with my car, and I can't get to work. But I'm not at home now. Can you please come and get me from Jimmy's house?
Question 3.
Hi, my name is Tom and my wife's name is Sophia. We are both teachers and we live in London. We have 2 boys and 1 baby girl. The baby, Anna, is 1 year old. Our son, Ali, is 13 and Andrew is 6. My wife wants one more child, but I don't. Hi, my name is Tom, and my wife's name is Sophia. We are both teachers and we live in London. We have 2 boys and 1 baby girl. The baby, Anna, is 1 year old. Our son, Ali, is 13, and Andrew is 6. My wife wants one more child, but I don't.
Question 4.
Hi, Bill. Nice to see you. Are you buying flowers?
Hi, Emma. No, this is my job.
That's great. It's a nice shop.
Can I help you to choose something?
I'd like to buy an orange tree, but there aren't any.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Hi, Bill. Nice to see you. Are you buying flowers?
Hi, Emma. No, this is my job.
That's great. It's a nice shop.
Can I help you to choose something?
I'd like to buy an orange tree, but there aren't any.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Question 5.
Good afternoon to you all. There are many interesting things you can do in the town. I hope you have a nice time. Well, it's 3 o'clock now. Please come back to the bus at 7 o'clock in the evening. We're going to be home at about 8:30. Good afternoon to you all. There are many interesting things you can do in the town. I hope you have a nice time. Well, it's 3 o'clock now. Please come back to the bus at 7 o'clock in the evening. We're going to be home at about 8:30.
That is the end of part one. Part two. You will hear Sue talking to her brother, Sam, about their holidays. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Sam, I'm so happy about our holiday next week.
Me too. It's very exciting.
What are we doing on Monday? What about swimming?
Yes, we can go to the beach in the morning and then we can go shopping in the afternoon.
I'd like to go shopping on Friday, on our last day. Are you okay with that?
Okay, that's fine. So, about Monday afternoon then. What about going to a nice restaurant by the sea?
That's fine with me.
And what would you like to do on Tuesday?
Well, I'd like to go swimming again. I know there is also walking or shopping, but swimming really is my favourite thing to do. And we can't go to the beach very much in England. What do you think?
You are right. I love swimming too.
Great. It will be fun.
Can we walk in the town on Wednesday then?
Why not? We can go to the park too. There's a beautiful park near the cinema, behind the museum.
Great. Are we walking by the river on Thursday morning?
Not in the morning, because it's too hot. We can go late in the afternoon. But we need to be back at the hotel before 7 in the evening, because there is a band playing.
Okay, then we'll go shopping on the last day. What are you going to buy?
Well, I want to buy something for Mum. And I need something to give Dad for his birthday when we get home too. And you?
I want to buy a picture for Mum and a T-shirt for my friend Jim. Sam, I'm so happy about our holiday next week.
Me too. It's very exciting.
What are we doing on Monday? What about swimming?
Yes, we can go to the beach in the morning and then we can go shopping in the afternoon.
I'd like to go shopping on Friday, on our last day. Are you okay with that?
Okay, that's fine. So, about Monday afternoon then. What about going to a nice restaurant by the sea?
That's fine with me.
And what would you like to do on Tuesday?
Well, I'd like to go swimming again. I know there is also walking or shopping, but swimming really is my favourite thing to do. And we can't go to the beach very much in England. What do you think?
You are right. I love swimming too.
Great. It will be fun.
Can we walk in the town on Wednesday then?
Why not? We can go to the park too. There's a beautiful park near the cinema, behind the museum.
Great. Are we walking by the river on Thursday morning?
Not in the morning, because it's too hot. We can go late in the afternoon. But we need to be back at the hotel before 7 in the evening, because there is a band playing.
Okay. Then we'll go shopping on the last day. What are you going to buy?
Well, I want to buy something for Mum. And I need something to give Dad for his birthday when we get home too. And you?
I want to buy a picture for Mum and a T-shirt for my friend Jim.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of part two. Part three. You will hear Mary leaving a message for her mum on the phone. The message is about the other person living in her flat. Listen to what Mary says and answer questions 1 to 5. For each question, 1 to 5, choose one correct answer from the box. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hi, Mum. I'm phoning to tell you about the girl who is living in my new flat. Her name is Sandra. She looks younger than me, but she's 3 years older. She is 27. She is tall, with long hair and blue eyes. Her mum is from England, and her dad is from Scotland, but they live in Germany. She's very kind and always happy. Sandra works as a doctor 5 or 6 days a week, and she loves her job. Sometimes she works at night too, but she doesn't like working at night. One more thing. You know I don't enjoy cooking. Well, she loves cooking, and she is a really good cook too. Most days I only eat a sandwich for lunch, but yesterday Sandra made a pizza, and it was really nice. But there's one problem. You see, she needs to sleep in the day sometimes because she works at night. I can't invite my friends to the flat or listen to music because there is too much noise. So I am reading lots of books. Well, you will meet Sandra soon, and I am sure you will like her. I'm very happy in my new flat. Hi, Mum. I'm phoning to tell you about the girl who is living in my new flat. Her name is Sandra. She looks younger than me, but she's 3 years older. She is 27. She is tall, with long hair and blue eyes. Her mum is from England, and her dad is from Scotland, but they live in Germany. She's very kind and always happy. Sandra works as a doctor 5 or 6 days a week, and she loves her job. Sometimes she works at night too, but she doesn't like working at night. One more thing. You know I don't enjoy cooking. Well, she loves cooking, and she is a really good cook too. Most days I only eat a sandwich for lunch, but yesterday Sandra made a pizza, and it was really nice. But there's one problem. You see, she needs to sleep in the day sometimes because she works at night. I can't invite my friends to the flat or listen to music because there is too much noise. So I am reading lots of books. Well, you will meet Sandra soon, and I am sure you will like her. I'm very happy in my new flat.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. Goodbye. Test 4. A1 Listening Test. There are 3 parts to the listening test. You will answer 5 questions in each part. You will hear each recording twice. Part 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. Question 1.
Did you buy Dan that book for his birthday, Jane?
No, I didn't have time to go to the shops.
But the party is tonight. I bought him a T-shirt.
I have sugar, eggs, and other things to make him a cake. He loves sweet food.
Okay, good. We can sing Happy Birthday when you give it to him. Did you buy Dan that book for his birthday, Jane?
No, I didn't have time to go to the shops.
But the party is tonight. I bought him a T-shirt.
I have sugar, eggs, and other things to make him a cake. He loves sweet food.
Okay, good. We can sing Happy Birthday when you give it to him.
Question 2.
Hi, Tony. We are leaving at 9 tomorrow, so come to my house on the bus by 8:30. The train leaves at 9:45. My dad is taking us to Oxford Station in the car, so we don't have to walk there with our bags. Hi, Tony. We are leaving at 9 tomorrow, so come to my house on the bus by 8:30. The train leaves at 9:45. My dad is taking us to Oxford Station in the car, so we don't have to walk there with our bags.
Question 3.
Hi, Jenny. I didn't see you at school this morning.
I had a problem with my back.
Ah, so you went to the doctor?
No, I went to buy something because my back felt bad, and then I went home again.
Hi, Jenny. I didn't see you at school this morning.
I had a problem with my back.
Ah, so you went to the doctor?
No, I went to buy something because my back felt bad, and then I went home again.
Question 4.
Hello. I would like to buy something for the beach that I can put my camera in because I like to take lots of photos on holiday. I also like to take a book to the beach, so I need a big bag that I can put all my things in, please. Hello. I would like to buy something for the beach that I can put my camera in because I like to take lots of photos on holiday. I also like to take a book to the beach, so I need a big bag that I can put all my things in, please.
Question 5.
Is that David's house with the red door and the big tree outside?
His house has lots of trees outside, but the door is white.
Oh, okay. So it's the one with the blue car?
Yes, that's it.
Is that David's house with the red door and the big tree outside?
His house has lots of trees outside, but the door is white.
Oh, okay. So it's the one with the blue car?
Yes, that's it.
That is the end of part one. Part 2. You will hear a man and a woman talking about their new house. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
I'm so happy that we have a big garden now, Tina.
The garden in our other house was too small, but I think this one is going to be a lot of work, Mike.
Don't worry. I like working in the garden. I will make it look very nice.
The living room's beautiful. Our pictures will be fine with the nice green walls, and the table and chairs are okay too.
Yes, it's good that we don't need to buy a new table.
I really like our new bedroom too.
For me, the best room is the bathroom. It is very new, it's easy to clean, and the shower is really big. There's more space to have a wash than there was in the old house, and it's good that we have two toilets now.
Yes, because you read the newspaper in there.
That's because it is the only room in the house with no noise from the children. I like the street too. I meet lots of people when I take the dog for a walk in the park, and they are all very kind.
Yes, and the park is beautiful. The thing I don't like is that we can't always find a place for our car near to the house.
You are right. That is difficult sometimes.
I'm so happy that the children like their new school, because we didn't know if it was a good school or not. They have many new friends who live in the street.
Yes, that is the best thing. They really like it here. I'm so happy that we have a big garden now, Tina.
The garden in our other house was too small, but I think this one is going to be a lot of work, Mike.
Don't worry. I like working in the garden. I will make it look very nice.
The living room's beautiful. our pictures will be fine with the nice green walls, and the table and chairs are okay too.
Yes, it's good that we don't need to buy a new table.
I really like our new bedroom too.
For me, the best room is the bathroom. It is very new, it's easy to clean, and the shower is really big. There's more space to have a wash than there was in the old house, and it's good that we have two toilets now.
Yes, because you read the newspaper in there.
That's because it is the only room in the house with no noise from the children. I like the street too. I meet lots of people when I take the dog for a walk in the park, and they are all very kind.
Yes, and the park is beautiful. The thing I don't like is that we can't always find a place for our car near to the house.
You are right. That is difficult sometimes.
I'm so happy that the children like their new school because we didn't know if it was a good school or not. They have many new friends who live in the street.
Yes, that is the best thing. They really like it here.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of part two. Part three. You will hear a woman talking to people in a shop. She is talking about the things they sell in the shop. Listen to what she says and answer questions 1 to 5. For each question, 1 to 5, choose one correct answer from the box. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Good morning! Today we have some very good things in the shop. We have lots of children's books that are very cheap. You can see them next to the dolls. Also, if you want a new dress, you can buy 3 today and you only have to pay for 2. For the men, we have some very nice cheap trousers and shirts for the summer, now that winter is finished. In the restaurant, there is no hot food today, but we have lots of nice sandwiches. There are also drinks and cakes for the children. Oh, and when you buy some food, you don't have to pay for your child's drink. Thank you very much and have a nice day. Good Good morning. Today we have some very good things in the shop. We have lots of children's books that are very cheap. You can see them next to the dolls. Also, if you want a new dress, you can buy 3 today and you only have to pay for 2. For the men, we have some very nice cheap trousers and shirts for the summer, now that winter is finished. In the restaurant, there is no hot food today, but we have lots of nice sandwiches. There are also drinks and cakes for the children. Oh, and when you buy some food, you don't have to pay for your child's drink. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. Goodbye. Test 5. A1 Listening Test. There are 3 parts to the listening test. You will answer 5 questions in each part. You will hear each recording twice. Part 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. Question 1.
My name is Maria. I live with my husband and 2 children. Every morning, I take my children to school at 8 o'clock. Then I drive to the bank. I start work there at 8:30. After work, I sometimes go to my favourite shop and buy some food for dinner. We eat at 7 o'clock in the evening. My name is Maria. I live with my husband and 2 children. Every morning, I take my children to school at 8 o'clock. Then I drive to the bank. I start work there at 8:30. After work, I sometimes go to my favourite shop and buy some food for dinner. We eat at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Question 2.
Hi, Alice. This is Tim. I am leaving my house in 10 minutes. I will go to the supermarket first and buy some sandwiches for our picnic. Can you please get something for us to drink and some fruit? Marcus has got some nice cakes for us to eat. See you soon. Hi, Alice. This is Tim. I am leaving my house in 10 minutes. I will go to the supermarket first and buy some sandwiches for our picnic. Can you please get something for us to drink and some fruit? Marcus has got some nice cakes for us to eat. See you soon.
Question 3.
Are you going to Billy's party on Friday?
Yes, I am. But the party isn't on Friday.
Oh, OK. Well, Saturday is a better day to have a party.
No, it's on Sunday now, because Billy's not at home on Saturday.
Oh no, but we all have to go to work the next day.
I know, we all work on Monday.
Are you going to Billy's party on Friday?
Yes, I am. But the party isn't on Friday.
Oh, OK. Well, Saturday is a better day to have a party.
No, it's on Sunday now, because Billy's not at home on Saturday.
Oh no, but we all have to go to work the next day.
I know, we all work on Monday.
Question 4.
Hi Mandy, it's Annie. I'm still waiting for the train. It is very late. I also need to go to the supermarket before I come home. Can you help me with something, please? Can you give the cat some food, please? Because she will be very hungry. Hi, Mandy, it's Annie. I'm still waiting for the train. It is very late. I also need to go to the supermarket before I come home. Can you help me with something, please? Can you give the cat some food, please? Because she will be very hungry.
Question 5.
I think I will have fish and chips.
I like fish and chips, but I had chips yesterday.
Have a pizza then. They're very nice here.
Yes, okay. I'll have it with vegetables. That's better than fish and chips.
I think I will have fish and chips.
I like fish and chips, but I had chips yesterday.
Have a pizza then. They're very nice here.
Yes, okay. I'll have it with vegetables. That's better than fish and chips.
That is the end of part one. Part 2. You will hear a man and a woman talking about the woman's new job. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hi, Lynn. Do you like your new job?
Oh, yes. I like it more than my old job in the shop. It's an expensive hotel and it's very old. It's next to the museum on the high street.
Do you start work very early?
No. When I worked in the shop, I started work at 8 o'clock. But now I start at 10 o'clock, so I don't wake up until 9 o'clock.
Do you work in the kitchen, cooking food?
No. My job is to make the rooms nice when people leave and before the new people come. But you asked about food, and I have to say that the food is really nice there. There is a funny waiter. His name is Alan, and he is a friend of my husband's because they play football together. I don't really know him, but he gives me my lunch every day.
Oh, so they give you lunch?
Yes, and it is very nice. It's the best thing about my day. I get so much food there, so I don't eat much in the morning before work, and I'm not hungry until it's time to go home.
I think you have a great job, Lynn.
I think so too. I like it a lot.
Hi, Lynn. Do you like your new job?
Oh, yes. I like it more than my old job in the shop. It's an expensive hotel and it's very old. It's next to the museum on the high street.
Do you start work very early?
No. When I worked in the shop, I started work at 8 o'clock. But now I start at 10 o'clock, so I don't wake up until 9 o'clock.
Do you work in the kitchen, cooking food?
No. My job is to make the rooms nice when people leave and before the new people come. But you asked about food, and I have to say that the food is really nice there. There is a funny waiter. His name is Alan, and he is a friend of my husband's because they play football together. I don't really know him, but he gives me my lunch every day.
Oh, so they give you lunch?
Yes, and it is very nice. It's the best thing about my day. I get so much food there, so I don't eat much in the morning before work, and I'm not hungry until it's time to go home.
I think you have a great job, Lynn.
I think so too. I like it a lot.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of part two. Part three. You'll hear a man talking in an airport. He is talking to people who want to travel by plane. Listen to what the man says and answer questions 1 to 5. For each question, 1 to 5, choose one correct answer from the box. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear a beep each time to tell you that the recording is about to start. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Good afternoon. We are sorry. There are problems with the planes today because of bad weather. There is no snow now, but there is lots of wind, and that makes it difficult for the planes to fly. We are happy to say that all our shops are open until 9:30 p.m. and the restaurants are open until 11:30 p.m. When you buy an adult's meal this evening, you do not have to pay for your children's meals. And hot and cold drinks are also cheap today. Please remember that if you do not feel well, there is a doctor here in the airport. The doctor will be at a desk next to the bookshop until 6 p.m. and then outside the Italian restaurant in the evening. Finally, there is a coat in the cafe next to the toilets. If it is yours, please get it as soon as possible. Thank you for listening, and good afternoon. Good afternoon. We are sorry. There are problems with the planes today because of bad weather. There is no snow now, but there is lots of wind, and that makes it difficult for the planes to fly. We are happy to say that all our shops are open until 9:30 p.m. and the restaurants are open until 11:30 p.m. When you buy an adult's meal this evening, you do not have to pay for your children's meals. And hot and cold drinks are also cheap today. Please remember that if you do not feel well, there is a doctor here in the airport. The doctor will be at a desk next to the bookshop until 6 p.m. and then outside the Italian restaurant in the evening. Finally, there is a coat in the cafe next to the toilets. If it is yours, please get it as soon as possible. Thank you for listening, and good afternoon.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. Goodbye.